Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the change in values that's taken place around the world in our lives. Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, undoubtedly, the world is undergoing many changes, social changes, political changes. People are undergoing psychological changes. And today, we'd like to focus on consumerism that really developed in the West. It started maybe with the U.S., where you have something called the Black Friday, the beginning of the shopping season, the beginning of the holidays that also spread to Israel and other places around the world, that truly emphasizes how consumerism became a just value in our life. Recreation, fulfillment, so much that you see people sleeping in sleeping bags outside stores, storming the stores as they open. Tragically, in 2008, a Walmart employee was trampled to death by the crowd. Cases of violence over sales, the desire to consume, to acquire. There are even psychologists and sociologists say that it determines who the person is. What brands do I have? What products do I have? It's something very central in a person's self-esteem and in the way society sees itself. Maybe we don't even know to which extent. And we'd like to talk a bit about it. So, what is consumerism, the way you see it? And where is it all taking us? Well, we look at people according to their property, according to what they have, what they're worth. When I look at a person, I look at his appearance. How is he dressed? How does he behave? Then what car is he driving? What house is he living in? What are his kids, his wife, and so on? His social status? Of course, this is how we externally look at people from the outside. In our times, it's declining. In the past, it was extremely important, a person's external appearance. A person had to be dressed precisely according to the protocol, according to the standards. It really reached absurd states that a person was accepted only according to their external appearance. And of course, that's how you differentiate who he is, what he is, what society does he belong to, what class does he come from in society, and so on. This is how people were measured. I visited a few countries and several societies, and I see that it still works, but not exactly in our times. Because in our times, it's more, if I see a person who's dressed all black and a suit and a tie, that's probably a lawyer or a business person. No, business people don't dress up that much nowadays. When I used to come to scientific conventions, then they were all dressed with ties and everything. Everything had to be according to the protocol, in the glasses and everything. Today, it's a pullover or something. Simple things. Meaning people are starting to let these things go. But still, consumerism, it tells us about what we have. A person buys according to his ego, and if he has things, he feels safe. I have a fridge, and it's full. My cupboard is full. And this is how I live my life. Meaning, accordingly, a person examines how secure is he in life. It's like Americans have a few guns at home, just in case. And in general, we see they build different bunkers for themselves, shelters, storages. There are people that grow food in their fields so they can pick it from there in case of need. People are experiencing different kinds of stress where they become concerned with the future. And from time to time, all people experience this hysteria, and that's how it goes around the world. So consumerism is something very important for a modern person. I hope that gradually, with our development, because we're human beings, we're not animals, we're developing, so we pay less attention to beauty, but for things to be more comfortable, for a home to be comfortable, we think more, and this is especially the younger generation, not so much about how to look pretty, but about how to look comfortable to myself. And then I can walk around in something that even looks like pajamas. I don't really mind what others think, but mainly for it to be comfortable. And we see that teenagers, they have some kind of inclination towards that. It's because there are nonetheless questions about the meaning of life, the value of life, and therefore these questions, they kind of erase the extremism. But still, Black Friday, it's there, it's present. And beyond the necessities, there's a kind of a serious exaggeration in consumption, so much that there's phenomenon like bulimia, people call it, that people go, buy, give it back, and it's a kind of addiction because the consumption itself tries to fill some inner need. There's an inner emptiness that people think that it's possible to fill it up by excessive shopping. Yeah, and I also read that people choose their profession, their way in life, according to their ability to achieve those materialistic things that they think that they need, and that shapes our entire life. Instead of choosing a person's true inclination in life, he directs his entire life at being able to buy more and more. Look, our nature is the will to enjoy, the will to receive, an inner deficiency, and I'm constantly drawn to what I lack. I have a package of deficiencies, and I want to fulfill them. It's food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. But in each person, they have a different merging, and therefore people are drawn to different things, and therefore it depends on what society I'll find myself in, let's put it that way. If I belong to knowledge, then it's scientists, or among artists, musicians, and so on. Or will I be among people, ordinary people that are used to working and having a good time like everyone else? It all depends on one's education and the level of the inner development of that desire for consumption, the desire that develops internally in a person. It all depends on the education. What kind of need are we trying to satisfy with the shopping? Shopping, it's property, it's in general, it's food and sex and family and money and honor and knowledge, it's all property by which I want to fulfill myself. Now, when we're talking about this kind of shopping, I'd say that it's the original general desire that there's a kind of a game here, that what people are drawn to, so am I. It simply works on me because we're in one field of desires. All of our desires are interconnected, mutually influencing each other. Therefore, if there's a kind of a trend, fashion, I'm also drawn to that. I don't know, I think that if I would live in America now, suppose, or also in Israel, if I'm a working person living off my salary, then I'd make for myself, with my wife and children, and every family, we'd make a list of what do we need, and I'd really go and buy these things on the special day where there are big discounts. but everything according to a list. Usually when you come to these places, you don't buy according to your list, but everyone goes crazy. This and this and that, and everyone wants it. And then a person's also drawn to that because, all in all, ordinary people, they do what the crowd does. They behave accordingly. This is how the crowd influences them. Education, this is what can raise a person a bit above that to a higher degree. And in order to understand that, he also needs psychological preparation. Why does it happen? Where does it come from? How can he relate to these things more rationally? But all the wheeler dealers, they're conning us. They're conning the simple people. And they heat things up, and that's how it is. What is the price that a person pays for living such a materialistic life? On the one hand, a person pays more for it, but on the other hand, he gets a feeling that he's living like everyone and no less than everyone, and that he's advancing in life, and he sees that others are like that, and so am I, and maybe to some extent I made more than others, and I got more than others, and there's a kind of a competition and the fulfillment of the ego beyond the average. And what is the price that we pay for this culture? That we're really littering our world with redundant things that we throw away afterwards, both food and all the appliances that we buy, the clothes that we never wear, shoes, so on. And we limit ourselves. We're very limited if we follow the crowd, the majority. We can't advance towards something special. Because to advance towards something special, you have to differentiate yourself. You have to rise above the majority and to try and disconnect from all the consumerism. It also has to do with watching movies and other things that human beings want to fulfill themselves with, things they let in without any criticism. In the past, people used to buy things they need. Today, consumption itself, shopping, became a kind of recreation, meaning we're going shopping. We're going shopping, this is a kind of recreation. True. What is this change we went through from buying what I need to shopping as a kind of recreation, meaning that you go and shop for things that you're told that it's good for you and not what you say that you need. Obviously, but besides that, I'm going because it's fun, it's pleasure. People go to the malls, different big supermarkets and so on, and it's fun. We like shopping. Kind of recreation. So what happened to us as people that we changed in the past dozens of years from buying what I need to buying as a kind of recreation? Our ego demands fulfillment, and we don't know how to fill it up with what will really fill it up in a good, complete, eternal way, or at least in a long-lasting way. We don't know. Our entire life is built this way, to fill ourselves up, receive. We're living on a much higher frequency. You know, in the past, I needed a wardrobe. So I go to the carpenter, I order a wardrobe, he prepares one. There was no such thing as a shop with wardrobes that I go and buy one, or clothes. There was barely any ready clothes. You used to go to a tailor, and he'd make something for you. Today you go to a shop, please, what do you want? Color, size, You have everything. And even though that it's more convenient, but because it's ready in the shop, waiting, it's pressuring you. And the shopkeeper, he's under pressure, he wants to sell it, and so on. Meaning it became a special, excessive kind of consumption. Competition. How has focusing on shopping influenced us as people? It builds us. This consumption, it builds us. It's not that we use the need to buy food, clothes, shoes, things that are necessary for life, for work, for home. But we go to the shop, we see what they have, and we buy according to what we see, not according to what we need. And that builds us, because we're already used to a life where it's not our need that leads us through life, but the fulfillment that we see, that pricks us. That is what builds us, which is something very despicable, that I'm not a human being coming with my desire, my attitude, with my outlook, that I need this and I don't need that. But I come and people start telling me, buy this, buy that, look here, look there, meaning myself disappears. I have no taste, no smell, no nothing. I go someplace. When do I go someplace? Usually I go when I have to travel abroad. So I go into the duty-free because otherwise I don't go shopping. So immediately people come up to you, buy this, buy that. Come on, I'll help you find whatever you need. It's repugnant. At least for me it is. But I see that people, they look what to buy, what else to buy, what else to do, maybe this, maybe that. Meaning, the new consumerism builds our generation. And our generation doesn't understand anything. What they're told, this is what they buy. In a very direct and normal way. And they buy what they're told to buy by the media and so on. We ourselves are empty people buying everything that we're sold, starting with news and culture and education. Gesundheit. And also, this process eventually makes us feel good. It disconnects our brain. I don't have to think about anything. The main thing is that I have some money in my pocket. So if I don't have money, I have a credit card. I take a loan, different such things. Exactly, this is how we live. So let's take one step forward. That this is our culture nowadays, no question about it. Can there be some alternative that will give me the same satisfaction, like going shopping? Is there some kind of a substitute for it in our life today? This is only if you educate a person to something special. What can that be? There are people that say that consumerism replaces religion, that this is the new religion. It's something very important for us in life. Instead of thinking about other things, we're thinking about what are we going to buy. We're dazzled by the supply. So what can replace that? What can shift our attention to something else? No, buying, it's not only that I buy some object or clothes or something. Buying, it's when I watch a recommended movie or listen to recommended music, or I go on a news portal and I see that 90% of everything are ads and not real news. And also the news itself, it's such that it confuses me and fills me up with junk. It's all consumerism, the neo-consumerism. I don't think that there is any ability to get out of it but through education, where by this education we have to raise a person to have a different demand towards life. What else is there to enjoy in life? I'm also not going traveling or on vacation where I want to, but I'm directed to different things, everything. It's that way with everything. I open my eyes, that's it. I'm directed in this way, that way, you need this, you need that. That's the American culture. I hope that soon. What can replace that? In the meantime, there's no substitute, but what might replace it? You have to give a person another goal in life. What will satisfy me besides shopping? Something more eternal, great, complete. For you to feel that your ego is filling up with more complete and eternal things, what greater things are there? You bought what you bought, and the next day you forget about it. Right. You have to give a person the understanding that he has the ability of being and wanting and receiving in a much more powerful way, something oriented towards eternity, and that both in the deficiency for whatever I was lacking, and also by feeling satisfaction from buying whatever I was lacking, I feel pleasure in both, satisfaction in both. I didn't exactly understand what you're saying, but I understood that it's more powerful. How? First of all, I have to understand that the purpose, the meaning of life is not for me to fill my wardrobe with different rags and shoes, and not for me to fill my house up with different wardrobes and so on. It makes me feel good. That's why I do it. It makes me feel good because this is how I was taught. So what's the alternative, if at all? If at all, you see that today we maybe prefer going out, having a good time, seeing new places. Tourism today is the number one industry in the world. So that's already something. A person wants to see, understand, feel. He knows the countries, the people. It's no longer that a person runs from home to work, from work shopping, and from shopping back home. It's advancement. People are changing. Do you see that they're distancing themselves from materialism? I think so. People in the world today, they pay less attention to what they wear. First of all, they see that everyone dresses as they please, whatever is comfortable for them. This is one thing. Another thing is, we also see it in movies and everywhere. It's simply going away. We're losing the values for external things. What will come instead? What can make me feel good? You said something more powerful, more internal, more inner. Now we're in an era where you have the different mobiles, computers, things that are bringing us to a new take on life, new sounds, new such things. But I think that according to how humanity is plunging into depression and how it's searching, I think that the next stage will be that we'll have to sell humanity the meaning of life. What is this product? It's a product in which a person feels that he belongs to eternity. But the product itself, what is it? Eternal fulfillment. What is that? Today, people put on 3D glasses, different such things. Humanity is looking. But eventually, it'll be a person's ability to transcend the boundaries of life. This is what humanity is drawn to, and we're already at the threshold of this development, of this direction? What does it mean to transcend the boundaries of life? That I want to enjoy the fact, the vision, the knowledge that I transcend life and death. I don't want to feel that I'm limited. When I walk around in malls, I feel very lonely. You're with plenty of people, but there's something very alienated in this experience. So, how will it be in a less materialistic reality? Specifically there, we have to get to know each other and connect, because rising above our own life and achieving our eternal existence, this is something that we can do only through our connection, where we rise above the ego and we come to the feeling of freedom, because the ego is constantly locking us in by shopping, by other things, not only Black Friday, but all of life is black. And then we'll have to rise above, transcend, and we will feel the eternal world that's opening up before us, and we'll acquire it. A person won't feel himself that little. No, why little? He suits that world. He fulfills that world. Furthermore, he feels that he discovers that world inside of him, inside that new desire which he develops above the ego by connecting to others. And in his connection with others, that is where he discovers his ability to be above himself and to feel a limitless reality. This is actually the best buy. Our show is almost up. A few words. What are you talking about? A boundless reality, eternal world? The eternal purchase, the best thing that we can buy, shop for in this world, in this life? I'm opening my shop. You're all invited. And the product is eternal life. Which means feeling a limitless life without any limitations, boundaries. There's nothing to add. As it says in the Book of Zohar, anyone who wants to buy can come and buy. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.